Now, on occasions on this programme, we hear from Deirdre Maguire from DeirdreMaguire.com, who's very much into mind wellness. And occasionally when she's on, people will say, but what does she know? Or what is she basing her experiences on? Well, this weekend is a poignant anniversary for Deirdre, and she does want to talk about an issue which is sadly one of the most relevant topics that we touch on from time to time on the show. Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It is a poignant anniversary at the moment. The weekend has just gone past for you personally.
Yes, that's right. 17 years ago, last night, Sunday, the 21st of January, my father's solution to his problem was to take his own life. It wasn't that he wasn't healthy, wealthy, loved, supported. We all adored him. But his best coping skill was actually to end his life. He was up an emotional alley, a blind spot, and that's what he decided to do. That was when my life radically changed, because as you can imagine, life, as I saw it, was changed forever.
The statistics from the Samaritans say suicide's gone up by 18.5% since 2014. That's in the last 4 years here in Northern Ireland. You've had the experience of losing your much-loved father. How did you cope immediately with that?
Well, I was blessed in one way because I had actually started my own personal seeking journey to find answers about 3 years before it, because my father's best coping skills before that were to work. He overworked and then he overdrank. And I had to watch this. So I was very blessed in a way that I had actually had my perfect storm about 3 years earlier, when I got so, so upset that I just couldn't help him. I couldn't fix him. I couldn't sort it. And so I started seeking answers. So actually, by the time I went into 12-step recovery, into Al-Anon, and there I started, I found like-minded people, and it saved my life. So actually, when my father did take his own life, I already had certain coping skills. Now, it was a huge trauma, but I had certain coping skills, and I often have said since, that if I hadn't had those emotional coping skills then, I would have gone into the river with him, because I loved him so very much and I just couldn't believe this is what had happened.
Yes, he sadly died by drowning. And you've referred there to the 12-step recovery program. In my ignorance, I would associate that with misuse of alcohol. Were you misusing alcohol?
Well, my father was misusing alcohol at that time. So AA is for alcoholics, and Al-Anon is for family and friends of people who are watching other people that they love destroying their lives.
Okay, so it's a parallel system of help.
Absolutely, yes.
And so was that beneficial to you?
Oh, it saved my life, because up until then, the abnormal was normal. I mean, I looked like I had everything going on the outside. But on the inside, I was actually running on empty myself. And so this was a turning point for me that started my journey to learning how the mind and body works, how emotions work, how we deal with emotions. And I was actually there for 10 years, and it served its purpose. Today, I honestly do not believe that alcoholism is a disease. I believe it's a coping skill. It's a coping mechanism to avoid emotions. There are many ways that we do it. We can overwork, overshop, overeat, but these are all avoidance behaviours to avoid emotions. Because really, there's every person on the planet has two things in common. They want to feel good, and they want to belong. So when you're standing at Christmas, and I was standing in Zara a few weeks before Christmas in the line, and one of the tills had broken. So the line was almost out onto the street to queue up to pay for something. And I was just watching the people. And I thought, what is it we're all doing? Like, everybody's standing, holding on to these clothes. And what are we looking for? And the commonality is we all just want to feel better. We want to feel good. And we want to belong. So, you know, advertising based on this, you know, have this and you'll feel better. Experts know this. And so they use Christmas to exploit this, that we want to feel better. So here we are now in January. And, you know, what we are having actually is an emotional hangover. You know, we're up that blind alley. We've spent too much at Christmas because we wanted to feel better. We've been sold the Walton's syndrome, where, you know, perfection is Christmas with happy families, which we all know is not necessarily true, because you've got that aunt or that uncle or that person you can't stand that you have to spend Christmas Day with. So the reality is that it's not always like that.
So life isn't perfect. Life isn't perfect. But then no. You have your personal experience of your father having been in this dark place that you spoke about, and you spoke to him. But is there anything that can be done for the person? And it's replicated all over the country. Families sadly have family members who are in those dark places. Is there really anything that can be done? You were on your journey, and sadly you couldn't do anything to help your dad. Is there anything that really can be done for a person who is in the darkest of places?
Well, this is what excites me more than anything. As I say, my own personal journey has become my professional passion. And this is what I do today. I am happy to report today that I have actually never been happier in my life. I've never been more excited to be alive. I'm standing here at my kitchen looking out at the mountains that you were talking about there, and I'm so excited that, you know, that I get to go up those mountains, that I have a capacity to enjoy life that I never thought I ever would have. And this is what I dedicated my life to now. And I work day and daily with people who are suicidal. And I'm happy to report that we absolutely can help people who are suicidal. We can teach people how to express their emotions, how to deal with their emotions, what to do when they do feel sad, how they can change their state. You can shift your state. You see, what I'm talking about earlier about being our emotions being exploited, where if you have this, you will feel better. When you learn how to take charge of your emotions, you realize that you are in charge of how you've been, not external circumstances. So you really, really can, by teaching people how to release secrets. One of the biggest things that I deal with on a daily basis with clients is shameful secrets that people have, specifically sexual abuse. 9 times out of 10, when someone has been sexually abused, they actually believe somehow they are at fault. So they keep that a secret, and it's kind of like trying to keep a beach ball underwater. You do everything to avoid that feeling, but it comes up. Well, now we know how to deal with emotions, how to change your state, and when you can do that, then you're in charge, and then you're no longer a victim.
Well, trying to get yourself in charge of your own mind is a difficult task for so, so many people. I know that one of the options is your option, Deirdre, and I'm speaking to you on a day when it's a poignant anniversary for you. Really appreciate you telling me your story, and thank you for coming on. Thank you.
Well, on a practical solution, you know, we can talk about it and talk about it, but actually, the practical solution, you know, take a breath. Take a breath. Take a deep breath in. When you are in a crisis, when you take a breath, you are sending a signal to your body that there is no need to go into fight or flight. You're sending the signal that it's okay. Find something to be grateful for, anything. Grateful for the sun coming up. Grateful that you're not in Syria. Grateful you have a roof over your head. When you experience gratitude, What you're doing is you're changing your state, the physical, chemical state in your body. Find something to be grateful for. Go for a walk. Get your body moving. Pull yourself out of it by moving and changing your state. And then what you do is you build these on a daily basis. This is why you go for a walk. Because when you're walking, you're producing different chemicals in your body and you're sending a different signal to your brain. Meditate. Now, what does meditate mean? Meditate just means go quiet. Turn off the phone. Turn off the television. Go quiet for a, even if you can only do it for 30 seconds, then do it for a minute. Then build momentum and get better at it. Reconnect with others. Speak to someone. Talk to someone. Because what you're doing is you're breaking the state that you've gone into. Find out more. There's so much talk about the internet and everything that's bad in it. There's a lot of good on the internet. There is so much information out there. I'm currently writing a book myself. It's called The Stress Solution. Your search is over. And what it is a consolidation of everything that I've learned, everything that I've done. I've done all of this. I do this myself. I practice gratitude every morning. The first thing when I wake up, think of three things you're grateful for. Anything at all, that you know, that you have a pair of shoes to put on your feet. What you're doing is you're changing the state. You're learning how your mind and body works, and you're changing your state. Talk to someone. I am happy to report that I have worked with many, many, many people who have been suicide. Now, for various reasons, some of them will talk about it. Others, they prefer to remain anonymous. But I can tell you, I have documented evidence that I have worked with people who have put the rope up over, they've taken the pills, they've got the knife in the drawer, they've got everything set up, and they come and they work with me, and not just me, others like me, and they come and they do the work, and I can tell you that not only do they, after as little as 4 hours work, they are going, what was I thinking of? But when they were in it, it was very real. But when they take that step, and I implore anyone out there who is feeling like this to speak to someone, that we are all here wanting to help. Speak to someone, you can shift your state, and you will know that after as little as 4 to 6 hours work, you will be thinking to yourself, what was I even thinking about? Life is an adventure. The Slea Donard Mountain is there for all of us. You know, it's Slea Donard, which means mountain, the mountain of Donard. It was a holy mountain. He went there. That's why it's named after him. This world is an adventure, and it is all available to everyone. If you do know how to change your state, take charge of your emotions, and your life will change forever.
Deirdre, I have to say, I'm looking at texts coming in here. So many of them on your every word agreeing with you. And as is the case whenever you appear on the programme, equal number coming in saying, what is she on about? Now, having said that, I'm going to back you today on the positivity, because this is a weekend. This is a weekend that is so poignant to you, and you've lived that hurt and you've lived that heartache, and you do make one really important point that I think most people will agree with, that you should talk to someone, whether it's to you or to a like-minded person similar to you, or the Samaritans. There are numbers that are available, and people should absolutely talk. It's a poignant weekend, it's a start of it. You've been through a difficult weekend, and Deirdre, really appreciate you telling me your story, and I thank you again for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Well,
I'm going to have to leave it there. Absolutely going to have to leave it there. But Deirdre, thank you. The Samaritan's number is 116123, and the Lifeline number is 0808 808 8000. Those are a couple of helpline numbers. That's Deirdre McGuire from deirdremcguire.com. You won all five.